Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we are. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hey, thank you, Yeshua. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing, and we're ever so glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Ooh-wee. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It is truly a good day, and it is the day that God has ordained. He has ordained this day. Hallelujah. And nothing happens by chance. It may be surprising to us, but not to him. He's in full control. Isn't that just wonderful? It's a beautiful thought. Amen. Amen. Because we can put our trust and our hope and our faith in him and let the day be the day, and just we'll enjoy the day. That's right. Come with me. We'll enjoy it. Hallelujah. Because we know we're not alone. That's right. God is with us. Not God is with us. Yahweh is with us. That's right. Hallelujah. Elohim is with us. Oh my God, the self-sustaining one. Yeah, the Almighty God, hey, is with us. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Whatever. I am that I am. Is with us. Yes. Ooh. Yes, indeed. Well, good morning. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, it's been a ride, my brothers and my sisters. It has indeed been a ride since we last shared some time together. But God, God is good. I won't go into it, but it's been a ride. And I just choose to say God is in control. He's my healer, deliverer. He's my everything. He supplies my needs. Yes, he does. All my needs, not just some. All, everyone. Yeah, everyone. Woo, glory. He's my Father, my Lord, my God, my King, my healer, my deliverer. My covenant God. Yes. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Yes. The God that healeth his people. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's just good to be sitting here. Yeah, a lot of things could have happened, but it didn't. So we're grateful. That's right. We're very, very grateful. And only God could have made the difference. Can you say that? Today we're going to talk about just encourage ourselves in the Lord, you know, just to be reminded of his goodness and his mercy. His goodness and his mercy, his tender love towards us. Oh, yeah. And there's so much selfishness and jealousy and hatred and deceit going around. Just don't you be a part of it. Just don't you be a part of it. You put rebuke, frustration, and you, if jealousy try to arise, don't press it down, rebuke it out and replace it with love. That's right. You find that the spirit of jealousy is in you and envy and strife. I suppress that. That's get it out. It has to go. That's not a part of the child of God's bread. No, love is. And when we see a brother or sister who's blessed and God is doing something wonderful, oh my God, wonderful in their life, we are to truly rejoice. We are to rejoice and not, well, I'm going to rejoice so I can get mine. No. That's their moment. It's not about you. It's not about them. Me. It's about them. And blessing the Lord for what he has done for them. He's always doing blessing us. He's always doing something for us. But a lot of times, we dismiss and we disregard what God has, because it's not the big thing. But we can't allow that to be a stumbling block. That's being ungrateful. If he gave someone a $50,000, $200,000, $350,000, $100,000 home, and gave you a $50,000 home, is your home. It's your home. Make it work. Make it happen. Make it be like you proud. Show it. Showcase it. Because this is what my father gave me. That's right. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. This is what my father gave me. That's right. So we take care of the things that God has been so kind. So it may not be the Lamborghini. Mm-hmm. It just may be a used Ford. But one thing is if the quality goes in before the name goes on, so you got quality, you know. Shine it up and be grateful. That's right. Shine it up. My daddy gave this to me, and I don't owe anyone for this. You know what I'm saying? Because you can have a lot. You may have a lot of things, and they have some price tags on it. That when you see those people's price tags and what they have to pay out a month, you'll be glad that you're not under that kind of pressure. That's right. God, God gives us things that we need to be grateful. We owe no one. Or if we do, it's very little and we can handle that. Mm-hmm. So I can ride and I can handle and I don't sweat. That's right. Hey, I'm not sweating. That's right. I see you sweating. I'm not sweating because I'm not trying to show off. But then as I stated before, if God has given someone a multi-million-dollar home, and cars and all of that, and they can pay for it, and it's no problem. That's good. They're not bound to nothing. So you be grateful and happy for them, and they can be happy for you. Nobody's envying anyone. That's right. In other words, what am I saying? Be content where you find yourself. That's right. We're going to throw off the stress. We're going to be content. Oh, my God. Be content where you find yourself. Now, listen to this. Just listen. you can go to, oh, we have all kind of softly used things, items, apparels, and you can dress up in that. And the only way people know how much you pay for it is if you tell it. And when you walk out with your head, not too cocky now, walk out, what? People, well, how could she afford that? And how could, that's a nana. I'm not asking how you can afford what you have on. Hey, that's right. My God shall supply all of my need. That's right. According to his riches and glory. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. That's right. Be grateful. And then let wisdom come forth. Yes, yes, yes. You don't have to try to keep up with this one and keep up with that one and do be yourself and enjoy the ride. That's right. Enjoy the ride. That's right. That's right. Enjoy it. Be grateful to your Father. Yes, our Father. Be grateful to him for everything. I just want to encourage you to be grateful. Have an attitude of gratitude. Be ever so mindful. We consider, oh, that ain't nothing. That's a big thing. Because if you didn't have that, you would really be in a tickle. Ah, oh, yes. Oh, yes, you would. Uh-huh. You get so used to, because he just gives it to you. It's just there. You always have it. No big deal. Yes, it's a big deal. If you didn't have it, it would be a mighty, mighty big deal. That's right. Yes, it would be a big deal. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, it would be a big deal. So guess what? Be grateful for every little thing. We take our eyesight, we take it for granted. But how about those who don't have their sight? And think about this. If you just didn't have your sight, your hearing, what would you do? Where's the strength? Do you have the faith and trust in God to hold on to him and to believe that in spite of what has happened, that he still loves you, that he still cares, and that he is still with you? You know, he's just not the God of the tulip garden or the rose garden. He's the God. Oh, my God, when you live the best that you know how to live, and some of the worst things happen. We've seen people who go through these things. Some of the worst things happen, yes, and they don't know why. And you have those Joe's friends who come and just swear, I know they weren't all of that. They don't know anything, and they have to endure all those innuendos and going through their trials. But bad things happen to good people. And let me tell you something. Good things happen to bad people. But God in his sovereignty, I don't know. I'm sitting here. I can see, I can hear, I can walk, I can talk, I can think. But there's some who at this very moment has lost it all, and they don't know what's happening to them. And We have to have compassion, and we must be eternally grateful that it didn't happen to us, or it hasn't happened to us, it won't happen to us. Be grateful. Be grateful. Oh, I don't want this, what I got here. Well, I don't have a taste for it, but I'm grateful that I have something to eat. Okay? I am grateful that I have something to eat. We have to learn to be grateful. We can't be selfish and self-centered. God doesn't want that from us. He wants us to be matured. He doesn't want us to be like, I hate to say it, I've seen some children more mature than some adults. So, you know, and then you can look at the children. And when the parents come in, you know who the parents are. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have to be matured. Our spirits have to be calm. We have to be and under control, you know. Meekness does not mean that you're a doormat, but that you're in control. So learn to be in control and don't be over and eccentric. We need to walk in the middle of the road, calm, allowing the Spirit of God and not our spirit and our emotions to dictate to us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let it out. I just can't stand it. It just don't make any sense. Ooh, it just get on my nerves. Oh, man. Immature. Because you were like that at one time, guaranteed. So, but you want to be calm and allowing the Spirit of God to move in you. Yes, to bring about results for his people. Mm-hmm. All souls belong to the Almighty God, says so. And so a smile can make a difference, can uplift someone. A smile can encourage someone to just think about the Lord. Oh, my grandmama used to smile like that, or something that the Lord will use it to trigger something, to begin them thinking. Or maybe one has backslid, and then that smile, you don't have to have a conversation with them. Just that smile can trigger something. And before they know it, they're in the presence of the Lord. God can use you, but don't let self and self-righteousness get in the way of God using you. Allowing yourself to be fit for the master's use. That's basically what I'm saying. Be fit. Be humble. And have, that doesn't mean because you're humble. It's, you know what? Knowing when to speak and when to just keep your mouth shut. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we like to just blurt out because, oh, they just need to understand. They can't treat me like this. God see what they're doing. Mm-hmm. God knows what they're doing. He does. And we have to be reminded. I was thinking this morning about some, I call them cue cards that I had years and years ago. And I had quite a few, if I remember correctly. But there were two that I had, just my reminders, and I often share it with people. God is the source of my supply. God is the source of your supply. And you can trust that. God is the source of my need. God is my source, yes. He takes care of me, and he meets me at my point of need. God is the source of my supply. I have everything I need, and even some more. God is the source of my supply. Yeah, God is. God is the source of your supply. That's right. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. That's right. For he is source of your supply. You're prosperous. You're enriched. Yeah. Because God is the source. Almighty Yah is the source of your supply. So we say hallelujah. 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 Because Yah is the source of my supply. There is no lack in my life because Yah is the source of my supply. Huh? The source of my need. Yeah. He supplies all my needs. Yah and Yah alone. And we thank him for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we truly, 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 truly must be reminded that we are children of the Most High God. He's our Father. And we can't take that for granted or take it lightly and then go, I'll just share this with you. Joseph told the baker and the cupbearer, they too had a dream, and Joseph interpreted their dream. And they came to pass. Joseph in the Bible now, Israel's son, his 11th child. And then Joseph said to the cupbearer, when Pharaoh lift you out of here, remember me. And, of course, the cupbearer forgot him for 2 years. Now, if I'm not mistaken, no, I won't even go into that now, but, and the reason it took 2 years, because Joseph forgot who the source of his supply was. That's right. God is the source of your supply. Don't put your trust in man. Now, God, of course, he can use man to do whatever he wants. That goes without a doubt. Yes, it does. But we depend on him. He uses uses whatever means necessary to get the job done. Ah, woo, glory. What am I saying? Do not delay the process, turning from God and putting your trust in man. Let Jesus lead you. How about that? How about that? Now, let me tell you something. I have to be reminded. We all must be reminded. We all must be, oh my God. This must be the most insulting. Being Margaret, I can't imagine how we would respond to humans that I created. I'm just saying, I put breath in their body. I proved myself to them. And when they messed up, I promised that I would send a redeemer. And I did send the redeemer to take all their sin and put it on my son, and then replace his holiness with mankind's sin and unrighteousness. And then they still don't trust me. It would be a problem. It would be a big problem. But it's so easy for man, and I'm including myself in this, to waver the Almighty God. How dare we have the audacity to become impatient with him? Can you imagine? Can you just imagine? But then we're not God. He's God all by himself. Oh, yes, he is. He's God all by himself. Yes, he is. He's our rock. Even in our weakest state, he still loves us. And he cares. What manner of love? And then some of us will go around saying, nobody loves me. And I'm just here all by myself. And I'm just... What? The Almighty God loves you. The Almighty God loves me. We fall into those self-pity, faithless places in our lives. We will allow that to come up against us. Can you imagine? Can you just imagine? It's horrible. It's just not right. But we allow that to happen. And so I say to us that we need to trust God more. We need to be faithful. And that's where reading the scriptures and taking time to hear and let the word just saturate our spirit man. Just saturate it. For our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Do not trust the sweetest phrase, but wholly lean on Jesus' name, on Christ, the solid rock. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Why put our trust in man? Man will fail man, and man will fail you. Man needs someone to put his trust in. But have you ever said, I know so-and-so can help me. I'm not even worried about it. And so-and-so dropped the bucket on you. Uh-huh. Trust the Almighty God. And if he decides that this one will be the one to help you, be grateful. But know that it came from God. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen to this. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, we magnify you, we exalt you, we extol you, we bless your most holy name. We thank you for this time that you allowed us to share and that you share with us, Almighty God, by the way of your Holy Spirit. We thank you for this day, Father. We thank you for how you blessed us to be in this day. We thank you for meeting our every need. We thank you for making the crooked way straight. Oh, we thank you for the water in the dry places. We thank you, Almighty God, for reversing, yes, Lord, hallelujah, and keeping us from dangers seen and unseen. Thank you, Lord. Keeping our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, our nieces and nephews, yes, Lord, all our grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Oh, Lord, ah, Lord, have mercy. Thank our cousins. Yes, Lord, our family, safe in your care. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, thank you. Thank you for remembering our spouses, yes, Lord. Thank you for healing and delivering them. Thank you for peace in the home, yes, Lord. Peace on the job, yes, Lord. Safety in the homes and safety on the jobs, yes, Lord. Safety in the schools, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, oh, my God. What it says, we don't have this and we don't have that. Ooh, Lord, hallelujah. Let the best meals come forth today in Yeshua's mighty name. Ooh, when they're thinking there's no hope. Oh, let their hope reign, Almighty God. Where at least the people they think will do anything for them. We thank you, Almighty God, that they'll meet. The needs will be met. Yes, Lord. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this day being a wonderful testimony. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving us understanding and clarity of your word. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you that we don't have often, we don't have to say a word because, hey, your presence in us, oh, God, make all it, oh, thank you, Lord, your presence. Yes, Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Glory. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, my God. Thank you for allowing us to be vessels, be fit for your use, Almighty God. Woo, glory. Ah, thy will be done, great God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. 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 This is the day. Yes, Lord. Wipe tears away. Heal bodies. Encourage. Remember the physicians, the lawyers, and the teachers, the professors, Lord. Let them teach truth. Let them deliver truth. Let them, in spite of their prejudice, do what's right, Almighty God. And they have issues. They have life problems. Meet them at their need, Almighty God. Help them. Please, Lord, And some of them are sick themselves. Heal their bodies, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We don't look to the doctors for our healing. We just ask that they treat appropriately. For you are the healer. Yes, Lord. You're a way maker. Problem solver. Yes, Lord. Woo! You are everything, Father. And we thank you. Thank you for giving us clarity and direction. We can do all things through Christ who strengthen us, who enable us. Oh, hallelujah. To accomplish. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Woo. There is no failure in you, Almighty God. And we thank you for breathing on us. Yes, Lord. In Yeshua's mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Break through. My Lord. Whoa. Break through. Oh my God. Break through. Oh my Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. That's a, oh yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It is well. Don't forget, my God. Hallelujah. My God. Woo! Whoa. Breakthrough. Oh, whatever breakthrough means to you, but it's a double for me. Thank you, Lord. Woo! My God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Breakthrough. Hallelujah. Let's look at Jeremiah 17:7-8. Blessed is the man who, that's Jeremiah 17:7-8. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spread out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. All right, let's read the King James Version. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be like, he shall be as a tree planted by the waters and that spreadeth out her roots by the river and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. What a blessing and fruitfulness. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 You're being encouraged and fruitful Blessed is the man whose trust is in the Lord. When you trust in the Lord, the blessings of the Lord come forth and fruitfulness. That's right. That's right. Listen. Now turn to Psalms 1. Blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Now, it's a certain kind of man. This Psalms teaches that we're blessed. The man is blessed. And this man is righteous. The blessed man avoids evil influences. You won't allow yourself to be enticed to do evil and take it lightly. And the ones who are trying to influence you are people that you may think very highly of. But when you say, for instance, in the corporate world, there are lies that can be told that are acceptable. And there are behaviors that can be, do or be a part of, and they're acceptable. But they're not acceptable when it comes to man. I mean, God, because God expects his children to be righteous and not fall into the influence. If anything, we're influenced, we're to influence them. They're not to influence us. And we should know the difference. The attitudes, and their attitudes are compromised. Their deeds are compromised. And when we look at and look through and see some of the behavior of some of the people, you would be absolutely just because you think so highly of them. But if they are not right, if they're not born again, we put too much expectation on the unrighteous or the unsaved instead of putting it on ourselves. Well, if they say it's all right, they must know what they're talking about. No, we can't do that. When you know it's not right. Now, if you don't know something, there's instructions that were given, and you think it's a part of the job description because that's what you were told, that may be one thing. But deeds that you know go against the word of God, not acceptable. Not acceptable. And this is the way of the world. Remember, a happy child of God avoids evil influences. That's right. Avoid it altogether, and you'll be happy. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. Now, you're in a situation and you can drop what you know is right and you follow the crowd, or if something worked for this person, then you think, well, yes, it's going to work for me because it's good. It's good. Everybody's doing it. Well, no. You're a child of God. You know it's not right, so you don't do it. Mm-mm. And if we listen to the Lord, and sometimes he just moves us out of the way. There have been situations, and I just thought of one that happened when I was in school. There were some children who decided they weren't at the lunch. They were going to this young lady's house, and they were going to have a water party, I'll say that. And they were cutting grass and had the water hose on and sprinkling. And they were, I don't know where they thought the mom and the neighbors, especially when I was a little girl, the neighbors, my goodness. But anyway, the mother came home and it was a problem. And I think there were maybe a few of us who didn't even bother to tell us about it because they knew that we weren't going to participate. And that's one thing too. If people know that you're a child of God, there are certain things they're not going to even tell you, and you appreciate it. Okay? Appreciate it. Say, thank you, Jesus. They may laugh, say, oh, no, say, thank you, Yeshua. Bless your name. They didn't even bother to involve me in that. I didn't want to know about it anyway. Thank you, Lord. You know, when you get your thank you, Jesus. Woo, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Didn't touch me. And the Lord will do things like that for you. Yes, he will. Oh, he'll guard you. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, I'm saying. Yes, Lord. And you don't need him just to do some things. You need him to do it every time, and you welcome it, and you be grateful. God, don't ever leave me out here by myself. Well, as some folks say, dodging a bullet, no. Be a shield for me. Yes, Lord. And this one missed you, and that one get you. No, Lord. Don't let it be. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Yes, Lord. God is good. God is so good. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. God is good. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. God is good. Now I have another one for you. Now this one here. Fear. Since whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in you. Psalms 53. 6 and 3. What time I am afraid, I will trust in you. It says, when I'm afraid, I will trust in you. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. Zephaniah 3:17. Listen, did you hear? The Lord your God is in your midst. The mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Did you hear that? Why are you afraid? What? The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. My God. Isn't that beautiful? That was Zephaniah 3:17. Why are you afraid? Why the Almighty God? Oh, Almighty God. Now, you don't just read that scripture one time and say, I got it. You have to read it and read it and read it and hear. Faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. Just hearing and hearing and hearing. Woo, glory. Till it gets stronger and stronger and stronger in you. Just don't have to be fearful of any situation or any of man, what man can do. You have God in your midst. Said the mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. Mm-hmm. And King James said, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. The Lord your God is in your midst. The mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Praise the Lord. Can I get an amen? Thank you, Jesus. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Almighty God. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, woo, glory, glory, glory. That's reassuring. That I got someone. And he's Almighty God. And he is my Father. Let that sink in. He is my God. Let that sink in. He's my my Lord, let that sink in. He is my master, let that sink in. And he's my king. Hey! Woo! All by himself. Can you imagine? Can you just imagine? Can you imagine? Lord, let those walls come down. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Zephaniah 3:17. Now listen, Joshua 1:9. We all know this one. I'm going to read the New King James. It says, Have I not command you, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Lord God Almighty. Lord God Almighty. Woo! Can you say thank you, Jesus? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Thank you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Now, this is what it says in the King James. Have not I command thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest. Now, we just have to believe that. We have to know it. So we just meditate on these wonderful scriptures, knowing that God loves us, that he cares. He want to empower us that we can walk and not faint. That's right. That's right. That we can stand against the wiles of the enemy. Why? Because our God is with us. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Ooh, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why you won't fear? Hey, for the Lord my God is with me. Ooh, hallelujah. It doesn't come overnight, but we just... You know, that's why you stay in the Word, and it'll build you up. And before you know it, oh, my God, woo, glory, 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 before you know it. You know, because there are times we can get cocky, and we can say, well, I know that. I don't have to do that. But you got to be refreshed, because stuff has attached itself to you. Stuff has worn you down. Stuff has those little... I call them suckers. When they have to sucker the tobacco. They have to get those little green little tender things between the leaf and the branch because it'll kill the plant. So they call them suckers, and you have to pull them out. You have to be careful how you pull them, because if you don't pull it right, you mess up the plant. You understand? You got to get this. Hallelujah. That's right. But I like to invite you to service with us on this Sunday at 11 o'clock and 5 p.m. 5 p.m. we'll be celebrating Bishop's anniversary. And that will be, we're located at 674 Mount Zion Road in the beautiful city of Jonesboro, Georgia. So we ask that you come and be with us. With our morning service, which is at 11:30, and our afternoon service, which will be at 5 p.m. on Sunday. We'd love to have you come and join us now. Now, hallelujah. We have come to the conclusion, that's right, of this service. Hallelujah. This show. Time. That's right. This hour of power. That's right. Hallelujah. Now you go. You wrote your scriptures down and just go in and know that God is with you. God is not going to leave you, not forsake you. That's right. He's going to be with you the whole. He's going to be with you. He's with you. That's right. Number 6. That's right. Starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Jude, the first chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace. Go in love. Go in joy. Go in the power and authority of the Almighty God. God is with you. He's in your midst. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. God bless you, and God loves you. Until we meet again.